Prosperity is a glorious thing.
It is.
It's a magnificent thing for the person who is hurting, broke, poor, to be prosperous and to walk in God's full supply. It is a glorious thing. It's a tremendous thing.
What does it mean when you're lacking for nothing? Is it possible to have all your needs met? Find out as Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's continue with their new series, 10 Glorious Days of Prosperity, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. On The Believer's Voice of Victory, we have a special guest with us today, Prosperity Pastor George Pearson's.
PPG.
Yes, hallelujah. And he's got such great, marvelous revelation on prosperity. So we're having 10 more days of prosperity. Glory to God. And we're all ears, Pastor George, because
okay.
We like to prosper.
Well, this is day three.
I've been broke, and
rich.
I've been poor, and I've been rich, and rich is better.
It's better. It's
That's
much
right.
better.
Yes, amen, amen.
Well, we are on day three of our 10, I'm calling it 10 glorious days, because
yes,
prosperity is a glorious thing.
It is.
It's a magnificent thing for the person who is hurting, broke, poor, to be prosperous and to walk in God's full supply. It is a glorious thing. It's
it
a
is.
Tremendous thing. And I wanted to remind you also that our outlines are available online. All you have to do is go to kcm.org and go to our homepage and click on to where it says Pastor George's Outlines. And you can read from the same outlines that we're working from
yes.
here. Download these so that you can watch the broadcast and work with us on this, or go back and watch them online. You know, you can go to kcm.org and they can watch these all over again as many times as you need to. You know, your family should have a 10 days of prosperity.
That's right.
And just every night, get your family together.
Teach your children how to prosper.
Teach them how to prosper. Hand out the notes to them. And so yesterday we began talking about lacking nothing. We lack nothing in the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Kingdom of heaven does not have a down moment. The market does not go down
no
in
recession,
the kingdom of heaven.
No
there
depression,
is no recession.
No inflation.
It is on a steady incline
That's
and
right.
increasing all the time.
Amen.
We began yesterday. Let's look at Luke chapter 22, verse 35. Luke 22, 35, and again, Gloria, this came from just a conversation that we had during the last time that we were together, and we didn't even preach this on the broadcast. We were just talking about it. And I went to this scripture later on as preparing for these messages, and it just, that whole concept of not lacking anything just exploded on the inside of me. And so let's read it
okay.
again from Luke 22, 35. Jesus said to his disciples, "When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, did you lack anything?" And they said, "Nothing."
Amen.
And so we read a number of scriptures yesterday about this. Well, one translation of this scripture says, Jesus asked his disciples, "When I sent you out without a money bag or a traveling bag or sandals, did you need anything?" "No," they answered. And so their needs
Without
were fully...
Without even shoes, they were sent out.
They were sent out, but they didn't lack anything.
Didn't lack anything.
And I believe that they were experiencing the supernatural
yeah.
provision,
Amen.
Multiplication of God, and it really does prove that it pays to serve God.
There's no question about it.
It pays to be in the will of God. When you and Kenneth got in the will of God...
I've been in and I've been out, and in
is
better.
And when you guys were in the will of God, and you were struggling, you were having a difficult time, you were...
We were ignorant, too.
I wasn't going to say that, but...
But it's true. We didn't know what the Word said.
Yeah. But you started learning.
Yeah.
You were being taught, trained when you went to Tulsa. You would go to those 10-day meetings
That's
with
right.
Brother Hagin.
Twice
now,
a
there,
day.
There's something to that 10.
That's right. That's right.
There's something
10.
To that 10.
Yeah.
And
10
so
glorious days.
You would go to those meetings and just devour the Word of God. And it
we
took
grew
you
up.
It took you out of that lack mm-hmm. into that place of provision. So you grew.
That's right.
You grew in the Word. Well, I believe that the disciples grew as well, because look at this. Look at verse 35 again. He said, when I sent you without purse and script and shoes, did you lack anything? They said nothing. Then he said to them, but now he that has a purse, let him take it, and likewise his script. And he that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Mm-hmm. So now they've got this provision bag, whereas before they didn't have one.
They had to learn.
They had to learn. Mm-hmm. And he said, but now he that has a purse,
let him take it. Well, what about Ken
and
me? If we'd have been wealthy, we wouldn't have learned what the Bible says, probably, maybe ever, but certainly not for a long time. But when you have to pray to have grocery money and believe God, you're really all ears.
Well, you had to believe for your daily
bread. Yes, we did.
You had
we
to
did.
Believe
Absolutely,
for it every day. And the Lord, I remember Kenneth saying this one time. I am an astute observer of Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland. And I, back many years ago when I was traveling on the road, I used to write down everything he would say that this ministry is called to do. Mm-hmm. And one of the times I remember him saying, this ministry, the anointing that is on this ministry is to teach people the laws that govern supernatural abundance, increase, and prosperity. So that's what we're doing. And we've learned, I've learned over the years how to walk in that. You certainly have learned over the years how to walk in that to the place where we lack nothing.
We lack nothing.
We've come close, but we lack nothing.
Well, if lack shows up, we use our faith.
And exactly.
Drive lack out.
I like what Oral Roberts said years ago. You've got to attack your lack.
Attack your lack. I agree with
he
that.
He wrote a book about
you gotta
that.
You got to know it's not the will of God,
That's
first
right.
of all. And then go after it. And go after abundance. Hallelujah.
And so there was a growing period that these disciples went through. I want us to look at today. Turn to Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah 23 and verse 4. We're looking at more scriptures today talking about the fact that in the kingdom of heaven, there is no lack. And that we are having days of heaven on earth. And it is the will of God for our lives to be a mirror image, a walking out of what's happening in heaven.
That's right.
So that others can look to us. And I believe, Gloria, that others are going to see more and more as the days go by, because there was a word from the Lord that Kenneth gave at the 2010 Believers Convention in Fort Worth, that these are dangerous times. He said, the Lord said, these are dangerous times financially. They're dangerous times, but those that are in the household of faith, everything is going to be all right.
Right. Amen.
And that another word that Brother Copeland gave, I'm remembering this, talked about pastors not looking to their congregations for their needs, not looking to their congregation as their source. God is our source.
That's right. Yes.
And so as I was doing this study, I found a scripture for pastors.
Good.
And for ministers, but particularly for pastors, because pastors, there are so many that are struggling right now in their churches financially, and some where the income has gone down, giving has gone down, and there's a tendency to look to the congregation for their finances, and for a pastor to look out over a congregation, and sometimes for people's faces to turn into dollar signs, you know?
Yes.
And that's not what we
No.
do. On the contrary, we have a calling from God, and it's found right here.
Okay.
Listen to this. In Jeremiah 23 and verse 4, it says, I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking,
Hallelujah.
Saith the Lord.
Praise God.
So
That's great, George.
I present to the congregation and the Bible study that's watching us right now, and I wrote this down in my notes. It is the responsibility of the ministers to teach their congregations the laws that govern supernatural abundance and provision in these economic times,
That's right.
so that their congregations do not lack anything.
Amen.
And there
Amen.
Are far too many excuses that ministers make. Well, you don't know the area that we're in. We're in a depressed area. You don't know the kind of people that we have. That's doubt, doubt, doubt.
That's right.
Excuse me for shouting, but that's doubt.
That's putting your faith in the wrong place.
That's exactly right.
Displaced faith.
And I challenge pastors and ministers to preach prosperity to their congregations.
Yes.
And to lift them up.
Of course.
That's what we're called to do. These shepherds.
So important.
That they would fear no more. That's the result of our preaching should be, the end result is that the people will not fear any longer, that they will not be dismayed, or the Hebrew word is discouraged, mm-hmm. and that they will not lack anything.
That's right.
But we have a choice as ministers and pastors to do that, and we have a choice in our own households. What are you preaching? What are you preaching to your children? What are you saying to each other, husbands and wives?
Yes,
what are you,
that's right.
Like you've talked about before, what kind of murmuring in the tent is going mm-hmm. on?
That's right.
And we have to preach faith to each
that's
other.
Right. That's
the
right.
Shepherds especially, and I'm challenging today on this broadcast that if your church has been struggling, you need to get these outlines and just start preaching
that's
it to your
right.
congregation. And don't preach it to them with the goal in mind of getting from them. You preach with the goal in mind in getting it to them.
Preach to yourself first.
Preach
you
to yourself
it,
first, yes.
And then preach it to
you know, Gloria, a number of years ago, when I was working for Doug at the time, your brother, he was the executive director, and I was in publication.
You've been around a long time.
I have
George.
Been around a long
Thank
time.
Thank you so much.
And I remember one time that we had there was a marketing company that wrote an appeal letter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and I know that doesn't fly.
No.
But they wrote an appeal letter. We were building the administrative building out here, and we had to stop because we just didn't have the funds to keep going. And Brother Copeland said, we're going to put our funds to preach the gospel. So he just said, stop it.
Tell them to go home.
Yeah, go home. That's exactly right. And so this marketing company, some people that we knew, they wrote an appeal letter. And so they gave it to Doug, and Doug gave it to me and says, go give this to Kenneth.
Yeah, he didn't want to do it, did he?
He didn't. And I told Doug, I said, no. And he said, George, go over there and take it to him. I said, okay.
He was your boss.
I told Doug, I said, this is not going to fly. He said, well, just go take it to him. So I went over to the house, and Kenneth is sitting at the table, the kitchen table, and I took the letter, and I slid it over to him like
Boy,
this.
Boy, George, you're a sucker. You're asking for it.
And so Kenneth picked it up. He looked at it. Then he looked at me with those eyes.
Those prophet eyes?
And he put the letter down, and he pointed his finger at me. And he said, George, don't ever seek ways to get the money in. You seek ways to get the word out,
That's right.
and the finances will come in. And I'm speaking to ministers all over
yes.
the world right
Amen.
Now. Don't you seek ways to get the money in. Don't you try to come up with ways, with conniving ways and marketing tricks to try to deceive people into giving. You get the word out there
Amen.
And the money will come in, and there will be no lack in your church and your ministry.
That's right. Praise God.
So I learned that one firsthand.
And you never forgot it.
I never forgot it. And you know what? We never sent that letter out either. It never went out.
Praise
and
God.
And so, but that's the responsibility of the shepherds
yeah.
to preach to the people, to feed them or preach to them so that they would fear no more, they would no longer be dismayed. And the outgrowth of that is that they will not be lacking.
Praise God. What a scripture.
And that's what Jesus did. In Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Well, what was He preaching to the poor? That they didn't have to
good
be
news.
Poor anymore.
That's
and that
right.
they didn't have to lack anymore. And at the end of that scripture, Luke 4:18, 19, he was talking about preaching the acceptable year of the Lord, which was the year of Jubilee
yeah.
when every debt was released,
That's right.
all property was returned, there was no more lack among the people. And so that's our responsibility. We read a scripture yesterday from Psalm 23.
We live in the Jubilee because of what Jesus did on the cross. He bore the curse of poverty.
That's
he
right.
He bore the curse of sickness.
That's right.
Every curse He bore for us.
We live
so
there.
So we are in continual Jubilee.
That's it.
When we're in Christ Jesus. And that includes abundance of everything mm-hmm. and freedom from debt.
Freedom from debt.
That's right.
We lack nothing.
That was under the curse.
Psalm 23:1 in the Amplified Translation, the Lord is my shepherd to feed me, to guide me, to shield me, and I shall not lack. Now, let's say that after me. I shall not lack.
I shall not lack.
I lack nothing.
I lack nothing.
I am furnished in abundance.
I am furnished in abundance.
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 9 and we'll talk about that. We are furnished in abundance.
Praise
and Gloria,
Jesus.
We're going to need to look at your amplified translation on this one.
This is one of my
and
favorites.
And so in 2 Corinthians 9:8, while she's looking it up.
Oh, this is King James.
And there's your amplifier.
Got to get my sharper sword out here.
Yeah, she's got a great collection of knives and swords over there. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'll read it from the King James as you're turning there.
Okay.
It says in verse 7, every man is to give as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work.
Glory to God.
So, Gloria, would you read from the Amplified verse 8, 2 Corinthians 9:8?
This is such an important scripture, has been in my life. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always, under all circumstances, all circumstances.
Wow.
And whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
Wow.
That is one good scripture.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
All of this, I keep backing up. He'll make all grace, every favor, every earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances,
every environment,
whatever the need, that you'd be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Gloria, that phrase, furnished in abundance, just jumped out at me.
Amen.
Furnished in abundance.
I am furnished in abundance. Let me read a few more of these good scriptures.
Yeah,
right
go ahead.
Here. This is so important.
Yeah.
As it is written, he just had said, furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. As it is written, he, the benevolent person, scatters abroad. In other words, he's a giver.
Right.
He gives to the poor. His deeds of justice and goodness and kindness and benevolence will go on and endure forever.
Praise God.
And God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness. So don't say, I don't have any seed, because this says God provides seed for you to sow, which manifests itself in active goodness and kindness and charity. Verse 11, thus, now here's the result of living this way. Thus you will be enriched.
Oh, good.
In all things.
Good,
every way, so that you can be generous.
Praise
See, God wants to bring us. We might start at a place of scarcity, even in our sowing, our tithing, our giving.
Right.
But He wants to bring us to that place where we have abundance of everything so that we can be generous.
That's right.
But you know this, I'll just tell you this about tithing. If God can't trust you with the tithe, He knows He can't trust you with real abundance. I mean, we started tithing when we could hardly buy groceries.
Sure.
But we buy all the groceries that we need now and more, more than we need. But that's the way it is. Glory to God.
Let's finish this up, Gloria. We'll read, I've got some scriptures on your notes. We'll just take a look at these and feed on the Word. That's what
Hallelujah.
You have to do. Just feed on the Word of God. Listen to this. This is Psalm 34, 9 and 10. Fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want
lack.
Any good thing. So no lack.
Seek.
No lack.
Go after the Lord.
The Amplified of that said, when you seek the Lord on the authority of His Word, you shall not want anything. Psalm 37:25. I have been young, and now I'm older. I like to say
older.
Older. I've been young, and now I'm older. Yet, I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
Praise God. That's right.
Now, this one, Glory, if you would, look this up in your Amplified translation. We've got a couple of minutes left. This is Psalm 84. This is so good in the Amplified. As she's turning there, I'll read it from the King James. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Psalm 84 and verse 11. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
For the Lord God is a sun and shield and bestows grace, present grace and favor and future glory and honor and splendor and heavenly bliss.
Mm-hmm.
No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. The Lord of hosts, blessed, fortunate, and to be envied is the man who trusts in you, leaning and believing in you or on you, continuing all committing and confidently looking to you,
mm-hmm.
and that without fear or misgiving. Blessed, happy is the man who trusts in you without fear, looking to you without fear or misgiving. In other words, I'm not afraid to trust God with my body, with my life, for healing, for money. I have no fear of that because I know God.
We trust
How
him.
Do I know God? Through
right
the Word.
There.
That's how I know God.
Right there. This one last scripture, Gloria, James 1:17 from the Amplified. Every good and perfect, free, large, and full gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights.
Lord, thank you.
Praise
Jesus.
God.
Isn't George and I are going to be right back, so don't go away because we're going to pray for you.
Lacking for nothing means every need we have is met. But God is a more than enough God, so not only does he just meet the things that we need, but he goes over and above, and he gives us things that we want, and again, so we can be a blessing to others.
That would mean every single area. That means my health, my family, my children are walking in the things of God, my family is walking in the things of God, and that we do have more than enough to do all the good works that God's called us to do.
God's will for you is prosperity, yet many people find out far too late that prosperity is more than just about finances. True prosperity is accessing God's power and resources so you can live with all your needs met, spirit, soul, and body. Living in Prosperity. In this powerful 10-CD series, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland show you how to activate God's principles of prosperity in your life. As you go through the Living in Prosperity Companion Study Guide, you'll become more aware of your rights and privileges in God. The day-to-day stresses of life will quickly fade as you begin walking in a new level of peace. Let Living in Prosperity help you gain God's wisdom from His Word. Put God's Word to work in your daily life and learn how to give God's way to get God's results. As an added bonus, when you order today, you'll also receive the study notes from George Pearson's 50 Days of Prosperity BVOV broadcast free with purchase. You can experience God's prosperity every minute of every day. Start living in prosperity now. It's God's will for you to prosper, and to help you learn what God has to say about your prosperity, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has put together a special CD series and study guide by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Living in Prosperity is now available at a 42% savings for just $30. You'll also receive a spiral-bound copy of Pastor George Pearson's 50 Days of Prosperity study notes free with your purchase. Don't spend another day in debt and lack. It's time for you to begin living in prosperity today.
When you don't know Jesus, there is lack in your life, and you're still under the curse. The way you get out from under the curse of sickness and lack and all the bad things is to receive Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life and then begin to learn about Him and how to live. So I want to tell you today, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I want to give you an opportunity. You pray with us. I'm going to lead you in prayer, and you do it with your whole heart and mean it. Just say, Father God,
Father God.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Jesus, I receive you.
Jesus, I receive
you. I take you as my Lord.
I take you as my Lord.
Take my life and do something with it.
Take my life and do something with it.
Teach me how to walk in your will and in your word and in your power.
Teach me how to walk in your will and your word and in your power.
I receive Jesus Christ.
I receive Jesus Christ.
As the Lord of my life.
As the Lord of my life.
And I receive Him now.
And I receive Him now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
come
name.
Come in, Lord, and teach me come how in. To live.
Oh, come in and teach me how to live.
Glory to God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
He'll do it.
Thank you.
You stay
Father.
With the broadcast and you can learn a lot. You go to the internet, we've got all kind of teaching. We've got Bible school on the internet. In every area, and begin to learn. The more you know, the sharper you are spiritually, the more obedient you are to the Lord, the faster and better the blessing works for you. So if you prayed with us today, let us know so we can rejoice with you. We get excited for you. We know your life will never be the same after you receive Jesus. And we want to send you a free salvation package. And one of the things is He did it all for you. This is what happened to you when you got born again, how to study your Bible. So it's important to keep growing. The more you know, the more blessing you walk in. Get in a good church, in a Bible-believing church. George and I are going to be back for day 4 tomorrow. Now is not the time to quit tithing. No, when things get hard, surely you're not going to stop tithing. That's where the blessing is. It gets God involved in your money. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, the 8th through 10th of March, 2012, at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2012 Southwest Believers Convention, July 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2012 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, come November 8th through 10th to the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Gloria, I believe I had a word from the Lord that just shouted on the inside of me. And as I was sitting there reading that, I heard this in my spirit from the Lord. Now is not the time to quit tithing.